Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm very excited about having our good friend Judy Glazer back on the show. Dr. Judith E. Glazer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, the chairman of Creating We Institute. She's the author of a number of books, including 42 Rules for Creating We, also the DNA of Leadership. She's one of the smartest people I know, and we're here to talk about some of the things that she's working on, some of the research she's working on that's going to be the foundation for a new book that will help you and me become better conversationalists and therefore more successful. Judy Glazer, welcome back to the show.
I'm so thrilled to be back today.
Good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. I always love hearing what you have to say. You're so smart. The work you're doing is so important, Judy. Your new book, Conversational Intelligence, How yep. Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. Now, talk to us about what the work you've been doing on conversational intelligence.
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there about conversations. I mean, certainly from Aristotle forward, we've been talking about how to have better conversations.
Right.
But and amazingly so, with all the things that is out there to read, still 9 out of 10 conversations don't end up the way people want them to.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's the same thing that's the problem with humanity. The problem with humanity is the humans.
They forget there's a real heart beating inside of that body.
It's that other person, yeah. And we also forget that it's not all about me.
Yeah. So here's the big framework that we realized. You nailed it, that most conversations come from the I point of view. People want to sell us something. They want to persuade us. They want
right.
their ideas to come forward, right? And so we get caught in different levels of conversations, even though we might be trying to influence and do good things and change the world. If we're stuck in either level one or level two, we're never going to get where we need to go. And this book gives us a very simple framework for the three levels of conversation that people need to understand how to move in and out of and navigate through in order to be successful.
We've been doing this all our lives. You know, one of the stories my dad loved to tell was that he remembers looking out the front window of the house. And I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I was walking up the sidewalk. He could tell I was role-playing this speech I was about to give him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I walked in, and I laid it on him. But I didn't say, I wonder what my dad's going to think about this. I'm sure I was thinking, this is what I want, and this is why he should give it to me.
Right. And in your head, you were thinking you were having a conversation.
That's right.
But his experience of you was you were blasting him, and you.
Oh
were,
yeah.
You know,
I was practicing.
You were practicing exactly.
I was in. I was ingraining. I was in entrenching it in my head, and it didn't give any opportunity for me to say, now what? How's this going to work from his point of view?
Exactly. And so part of what we've been teaching people, and what is it? You said, what is the research behind the book? The research is that human beings, at the moment of contact, when we're in conversations, either one or two things happens in the brain. Either our brain flips to, I can trust this person, so I'm going to listen with an open mind and heart, or I can't trust this person because they have an agenda. And that it's that simple.
Do you think trust is first?
Trust is not only it's first. If we don't deal with that in some way,
yeah.
We're never going to have a conversation where we make sense to them and they make sense to us.
Well, the reason I ask that, now my audience knows that I've discussed the concept of trust, the power, the foundational value of trust so many times on this show over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure I agree with the fact with it being first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it comes in real quick.
Well, it's
I wonder if maybe just the raw human connection is first. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what I think, what we're learning and what my research is all about and what the book helps us understand is that trust takes place in the brain at a very low level. So you are right. In others, we're both right. And the right is that trust actually happens in 0.07 seconds, which is it's fast speed responses between two people. As they're communicating, those signals are sent faster than our mind can even put words to. So, yes, it happens.
So you're saying what I'm calling connection is really tantamount to an element of trust.
It is the basis of it. In other words, it's where it happens.
Okay.
So again, and the brain is actually programmed that in that 0.707 seconds or even faster, mm-hmm. the brain reads, do I feel this person has good intentions? Can you imagine mm-hmm. that we can read a thing called intentions at that lower level? The body feels it,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's energy. Our body has two things going on at the same time. One is energy goes between two people. There's a field of energy. This isn't made-up stuff. This isn't, you know, rocket science. It's not any other kind of science, but real neuroscience. And we pick up that energy field, and it has either a negative charge or a positive charge. So if I'm sensing, I look at you, I see your eyes, you turn your head a little bit from me, you don't stand close, you push yourself away, you cross your arms. My body gets that in such a fast action that
right.
it literally starts to close down the part of our brain where trust lives, which is the prefrontal cortex or the newer brain. Unless we can speak from that part of our brain when we're in a real conversation that's honest and healthy and open, unless we're speaking from there, we're already modifying what we were going to say to that person.
One thing that I think most of us do when we're having a conversation is without realizing it probably, but we behave as if we were a sports team,
mm-hmm.
meaning I'm either on offense or I'm on defense.
Right. Which
and
is
so
call,
how do yeah. so if I'm the person who wants to engage you, Judy, mm-hmm. and then that automatically that makes me think I'm on offense. And I wonder if that doesn't trigger the wrong motivations. What do you think?
It's perfect, because what happens is I call that level two. So let me just get the framework is level one, where I'm asking you things, you're telling me things. It's very transactional. There's not a lot of commitment to each other, but we're doing
right.
our business every day. Everybody
right.
knows we do that.
Right.
Level two is the one you're talking about and the one that we get stuck in all the time. And level two is called positional. And positional is where I'm advocating a point of view. I'm playing for my game. I want to win. I've got
mm-hmm.
the ball. I don't want to give it to you. I want to get it over.
Mm-hmm.
The goal. And so that's the one that most people live in, and where we start to get into these gooey things like, you know, she wasn't telling me the truth, and I can look at, you know, I look in her eyes and see she's a liar. And
right.
because and we get stuck in that.
And this is where the drama is too, probably, isn't it?
It's totally where the drama is, and it's where people start to make up stuff about each other and not only think it in their own head.
Right.
But share it with other people, and imagine you've been in cultures where people talk about people, and
yeah.
they talk right. They talk about them to build themselves up,
right.
and push other people down, like a scorecard
right.
is going on
mm-hmm.
in the background. Yep.
Yeah.
And so
the third level is called yeah. transformational.
Correct.
And we're gonna review the first two levels, transactional and positional, in the next segment, and then get more deeply into the transformational. This is the foundation, folks, for Judy's new book, which will be out later this year, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.